Adult use cannabis will be legal in New Mexico at the end of June, but sales are not expected to begin until next spring. The state will also allow New Mexico residents to grow cannabis at home. Emily Kaltenbach of the Drug Policy Alliance says this is a key benefit of the law.
I think there are multiple ways it can benefit residents. I mean, one is that individuals who are low income can grow at home, just like currently medical cannabis patients can. There may be, you know, we obviously live in a really rural state. And so, you know, folks that can't drive hundreds of miles, for example, to get to the nearest retailer might choose to grow their own.
Kaltenbach says New Mexico is placing restrictions on the number of plants that can be grown at home.
There's a cap on the number of plants that individuals can grow. So for example, you can't have more than 6 mature plants and 6 immature plants. Now, if there are multiple adults that live in one household, you can't have more than 12 mature and 12 immature plants.
Possession and growth of cannabis will only be legal for individuals 21 and older. In order to reduce the risk of minors using cannabis, Kaltenbach states that New Mexico needs to focus on education about responsible adult use and the growth of cannabis at home.
We need to educate New Mexicans on what is responsible adult use of cannabis. And so we advocate that if people are going to be growing, they're growing in a secure, locked area. Just like if you had a firearm, you wouldn't want your toddler or your child having access. And so we need to educate folks who will be participating in this new industry.
As marijuana can be packaged in many forms, Kaltenbach says there's a need for child-proof packaging.
I think just having a plant laying around is not a huge danger. But what is more concerning are obviously edibles that are made to look like candy or desserts. And we've learned from Colorado that we need child-proof packaging. We need to not allow products to mimic a candy.
Medical cannabis patients may continue to grow plants at home, and Kaltenbach says that the at-home growth of cannabis plants should not impact local dispensaries.
I don't think there'll be any economic impact on local dispensaries at all. Again, I think that a small number of people will choose to grow their own, but it's not going to be an impact for the industry from an economic perspective.
Cannabis growth and possession will be legal in New Mexico on June 29th, but legal retail sales will not start until April of 2022. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Sarah Rodriguez.